This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Last month's publication of Harper Lee's new novel, Ghost at a Watchman, set records and sparked conversations about Southern identity. That includes renewed interest in a partially forgotten dessert mentioned in Lee's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, the Lane Cake. WBHM intern Stephanie Beckett went out to find, make, and eat the lost treat.
Fans of Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird may remember the scene where young protagonist Scout mentions eating lane cake. Her neighbor made it from a coveted recipe, and Scout got a buzz off the whiskey baked inside. The cake was once a holiday favorite in Alabama, and a bill to make it the state's official dessert passed this year in the legislature. Yet, in recent years, its popularity has waned.
I'm from Alabama, and I moved away and came back, and I hadn't heard it of either.
That's Lexi Ginsburg-Moda. She owns The Cakery, one of the last bakeries in Birmingham that still makes lane cake. She learned what it was after a customer requested it at a bakery she used to work at. Ginsburg-Moda and fellow baker Anna Kelly usually make wedding cakes, but squeeze in lane cake orders whenever they can. They get plenty of orders, and since the release of Ghost at a Watchman, they've received more than usual. But not so many that they couldn't make another for this radio reporter turned eager taste tester. Ginsburg-Moda explains making a lane cake is a very long process, 6 hours. I arrived just as they finished up with the yellow cake and frosting.
You can see that that didn't take that long, but the buttercream takes a long time, and then the cake takes a long time, so it's like just being prepared.
She says the buttercream frosting takes so long because of the special way they make it.
We make two different kinds of buttercream. One is you put whites and sugar, then the other one is a French buttercream, and we do yolks. But then we actually like to combine the two, like we make both and then combine them.
To give their lane cake a modern twist. But for the filling, cakery bakers Kelly and Ginsburg-Moda keep it strictly traditional, pulling from a classic recipe. There have been many variations since its original creation by Emma Rylander Lane in 1898. Legend has it, the cake became popular after Lane entered it in a baking competition. And it won. Ginsburg-Moda says the filling is what makes the cake so unique. It's a concoction of pecans, coconut, raisins, whiskey, sugar, eggs, and butter that goes between each layer of vanilla cake.
So you start with melting the butter and sugar together, then you add 8 yolks.
She sets the raisins aside and marinates them in bourbon. She chops up the pecans, then adds them with the rest of the ingredients.
Let it cook for about a minute, and then we'll let it cool down.
Ginsburg-Moda says cooking the mixture helps get the bitter flavor out of the bourbon. While the mixture's cooling on the side, she gets the cake layers ready for icing. To give their version of the lane cake another modern twist, she chooses to leave it mostly naked. She fills up a piping tube to make a dam of icing around the cake.
So this is really just to prevent the filling from running on the sides. It's just like a minimum amount of buttercream that we use.
After adding the cooled filling between each of the 3 layers and some piping on the top, the cake is done. After taking my first bite, I know why they get so many orders. But I still don't know why the cake was ever forgotten in the first place. No one does.
We've never heard anybody say, I don't like this. Because there's nothing not to like about it. It's like everything delicious. So.
With Ghost at a Watchman's recent release, the orders from nostalgic, deep Southerners continue to pour in. And the cakery continues to spread the word and hopes to revive the forgotten recipe. For WBHM, I'm Stephanie Beckett.